are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Let's begin this presentation with a fictional story. You're born and raised in Booth Bay Harbor, Maine, and for the past 30 years, you've owned your own restaurant right on the water. It's not been a gold mine, but it's paid your bills and has put your three kids through college. You and your wife of 35 years are getting older. All the kids are married, and they've moved to greener pastures hundreds of miles from home. Winter isn't as much fun as it used to be when the kids were growing up. As a matter of fact, winter seems a lot worse than it used to be. The snow's getting harder to shovel. Moving around in those sub-zero temperatures seems to affect your body more and more each year. After months of long conversations with your wife, the decision is made. You decide to sell the restaurant and move to a little populated coastal area of Florida to open up a brand new restaurant. It'll be a great adventure. New people, new area, new business. And besides all that, it'll be warm all year long. No more snow, no more cold weather to deal with. Over the coming year, the dream becomes a reality. The restaurant in Booth Bay Harbor sells relatively quickly, as does your home. You've both done a lot of research on the east coast of Florida, and after several trips, you found the perfect piece of property right on the coast, nestled in the sleepy little town of Orangewood. Population, 2,674. There's no franchise hotels, no restaurants. It's quiet, real quiet. There's no internet service, no cell phone coverage, and the local paper comes out once a week. The move is made, and the restaurant opens up, and all is well. As a matter of fact, you're making more money than you did when you were in Booth Bay Harbor, and it's warm all year long. The kids even enjoy coming to visit. It's early fall, and the busy tourist season is about over. Things have slowed a bit to the normal fall and winter pace, which includes local regulars, but very few tourists. One day, the sky begins to look a little bit odd, and the wind gradually picks up. Yes, it was odd, but not overly alarming. You also notice that several of the regulars haven't been in for a few days, but even that wasn't all that unusual. Perhaps they were sick or decided to eat at home. That happens sometimes. As evening approached, the weather became a bit eerier. The surf was picking up, and so was the wind. Weather like this never existed in Booth Bay Harbor, but you'd not live there all that long, so perhaps nights like this occurred occasionally on the east coast of Florida. As evening progressed, you were mildly concerned, but also a bit tired. So you and your wife head off to bed early. In the middle of the night, you're awakened by strong winds and heavy rains, unusually heavy rain. The weather intensifies, and before long, several trees have blown down. You call a friend a couple of miles away, but no answer. Soon you lose power. The storm continues through the night, and finally the morning light comes. You go outside to find damage everywhere. Trees are down, roofs have blown off, and there's flooding in many areas. Several businesses, including yours, are heavily damaged. What happened? You stop a passing police car patrolling the area, and you ask him, "What's going on?" The policeman looks at you with amazement, and then finally says, "Don't you know what happened?" But he could tell by the expression on your face you were clueless. He then said, "Hurricane Humble came through last night with 105-mile-an-hour winds. Most of the town of..."
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.